I'm Tommy Gimler. Fresh off my trip to Ireland, where I picked the right week and a half to basically go overseas because the sports world over here in America was slower than the kid who usually bags my groceries at Ralph's. So I think I picked the right time. But then, thankfully, Tiger Woods comes along and we've got something to talk about for 55 minutes.
Sure. I'm Brady Matthews, and thank you for tuning in. I had an art show. It went great, and I blacked out and peed my girlfriend's suitcase afterwards.
Yeah, that's a good show.
I'm John Huck, and I blacked out before I got to Brady's art show, so I couldn't go.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, hey man, this is great. I feel like a real professional today doing this podcast.
Yeah,
real professional. Still jet lagged a little bit. The poop schedule isn't where it's supposed to be.
Sure. Did you poop on the plane at all?
I did not. My wife almost barfed.
Wow.
After eating our first meal, because on British Airways they give you two meals.
Right.
I don't know if they were planning on doing it, but then after their IT system crashed on Saturday, it might have been like one of those things. Like, hey, here's a meal.
We accidentally overdosed everyone with meals.
Well,
I'm so full.
Well, after she got sick after the first one, I'll tell you what, that was a jackpot for me because I got her meal and my meal the next time around.
What,
so I had three meals and some snacks.
What did they serve?
You were concerned that the meal was what made her sick? And you were like, yeah, I want more of those.
Yeah, but I was fine.
Okay, all right.
So
this guy doesn't get sick off meals.
Yeah.
No.
Meals don't affect you.
No.
Plus, they serve shit that didn't have onions in it.
That's
which, big fan of,
good,
big
right?
fan of. I feel like people who, do you like onions, John?
Love them.
They don't, yeah, I like them, yeah. They add a little bit here and there.
Only in his pasta.
What about you, Brady? Do you like onions?
Fucking yes.
Well, then I'm not going to say, them. I was going to say that most geniuses that I've met don't like onions.
Oh, well, you can say that. I am in no way
listen,
a genius that you've met.
Yeah.
I'm merely a
point proven
man with a giant penis. I wouldn't say a genius, though.
And I'm neither, so I'm not a genius and I don't have a giant penis.
Well, maybe the
penis
best
genius.
I'm a giant penis.
I'm a giant penis.
I have a penis. That's a smart penis.
Well, speaking of smart, again, I got to thank you for inspiring my wife years ago to go out and get a Capital One credit card that took care of a big portion of our trip to Ireland.
Like I said, man, good for you for being an adult and using them points. That's fucking crazy.
It was great. It's all because you. Now, do you get residuals off that? If I the more points I use, do you see
you know
a dime of that?
Banks work, but no, I don't see residuals off your wife getting a Capital One card.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame. We use it.
Yeah, I agree. All my debt should have been wiped clean, but it wasn't.
Of course, the big story this week is Tiger Woods. Just experiencing a fall from grace that you normally see from a guy who gets plowed by a Kardashian, but asleep behind the wheel at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, but let's say this: 3 a.m. is late. Everybody's probably tired at 3 a.m. If you're lying, you're lying. You're either a cokehead or you're lying to yourself if you're not tired at 3 a.m.
Right. Like they say, nothing good happens after 12.
That's. You know what? My mom used to say that. I used to laugh at that. And then I moved out here, and I'd be like, I can't believe bars are only open until 2. And someone was like, yeah, you know, nothing good really happens after 2. And I was like, no way. But then I realized, like, between the age of 23 and 35,
everything
that happened after 2 was the worst possible
right.
fucking thing for me to be doing.
Right.
Every time.
But yeah. It led to 45 good minutes of comedy in your set.
Yeah, so good. Does anyone want to buy a CD? Why do I keep talking into this thing?
Oh, so here's the greatest thing. Tiger Woods said that alcohol was not a factor.
Sure.
So
again, he was tired.
Like, well, all right. Yeah, because it's.
Someone said a tranquilizer because he's a tiger.
All right.
Talking to the microphone, we can't hear.
Hi.
So.
Hi. The blue iris from Howard Stern. Hi.
So TMZ was updating their site yesterday as it was going on. So law enforcement told TMZ that cops spotted Woods driving erratically all over the road when they pulled him over. The officer said that he smelled alcohol in Woods' breath, and at that point, Woods became arrogant. We're told the officer asked him to blow into a breathalyzer, but he refused. In Florida, that means automatic arrest and license suspension. Sources say Woods' people called the police all morning asking if the cop had a body cam. We're told that Woods was driving a 2015 Mercedes. Cops called a tow yard to store the vehicle, but then canceled the call because someone involved in the Woods camp retrieved that vehicle. So that was the story, and then all of a sudden it came out today that Tiger was very cooperative. Alcohol was not a factor. And
so he wasn't drinking.
He did not. Yeah, he did not refuse a breathalyzer. And according to police, he didn't have alcohol, so it wasn't even like they.
Well, where did all that other info come from?
Yeah, so it sounds like someone wanted to make it up because they were racist.
Well, there's two ways that goes. Either he was shithouse, there was alcohol in it.
And then they showed up and paid the guys off, and they were like, nothing.
Correct.
Happened. Everybody was great. Perfect.
Right. Right. I don't know the news. Man jacking off on top of a tractor.
Right away someone starts jerking off in a Burger King, and they have to go report to that instead. So either that happened, or somebody like in Howard Stern's camp called TMZ pretending to be an officer from the Jupiter Police Department.
And this is what happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jupiter, Florida, too.
Yeah. Oof.
Jupiter.
Now, to me,
that's where the Flocka comes in.
To me, the best part of the story is that Tiger Woods, has a new girlfriend. Didn't know that. Kristen Smith.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
And that after she was in Dallas shopping when she got a call from someone, and after she found out that he got a DUI, or he was arrested for DUI, she went kind of crazy and then went shopping and spent $5,000 at Neiman Marcus. That's how busted up she was.
Wait, well, that she spent his money.
Probably. Do you know who Kristen Smith is?
Not at all.
I don't know who Kristen Smith is.
I know Kristen Stewart.
I don't think that's her.
I know that.
So what are your thoughts?
Tiger Woods? I'm going to be dead honest with you. When I read it, I was like, I don't really give a fuck. I don't care about Tiger Woods anymore. Good for you.
I kind of want to see him. Anybody.
Sure. I kind of want to see him go back to banging a bunch of random chicks again. I think he needs to go back to that because that's when he had his most success.
Maybe that's what he was doing. 3 a.m.?
Well, that's the thing. Like, was he near
100%.
Denny's parking lot? Was he?
Waffle House.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to AA for sex addiction. I can guarantee you that. But he's not checking that off the list of things to do. That's just like meditation. You do it once, you feel great, you never do it ever again.
Fuck off. That's like meditation. You only meditate once and you never do it again.
That's right. You tried it and you're like, that was
fixed.
Cool. That was cool.
I'm good.
Remind me when to do that again, because I will not remember.
Yeah, I don't think he's not married, right?
No, he's apparently dating Kristen Smith.
Good for him, you know? I mean, he must have been tired. I have no idea.
But how do you get that tired with doing prescription drugs at 3 in the morning and you weren't drinking?
Yeah, there's no booze. What are you doing out of 3 a.m.? There's no way.
I was sure you weren't tin cupping and hitting golf balls.
That's the only thing. It's like, why wouldn't you just go home? Just be at home and be tired.
Right. Unless he was chasing some waffles, like some stank waffles.
Like, wait for someone to text me back. He passed out. He's getting too old to keep up with
the
youngins.
He's just at the club popping Ambien. Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
I don't know. In today's day and age, especially with a guy that's worth this much cash, and imagine like everything he's probably done for the Jupiter, Florida area, that I guarantee that cop, whoever arrests him and actually like process the mugshot and everything and
lost money
his
prints
and went through, I bet you he's been reassigned somewhere else in Jupiter.
I just love how, like you said, the body cam didn't work. It wasn't working.
Sure.
Turned it off. It's Florida at 3 a.m. No, I don't know anything else about the body cam. It just never popped up.
They call it Jupiter, Florida, because you're literally, that's how crazy people are. You think
might
you're
well
about
be on Jupiter.
Fucking Jupiter.
Why
does the crazy shit happen in Florida?
Weather,
I think it's
the
sun, man.
Zika? The ocean? I don't know.
Zika. You just said five things that I want no part of.
Well, it's Florida.
There
you
go.
It's all
flying cockroaches? What is it?
Dude, exactly.
I was over in Ireland, and they didn't... it's got to be the sun. It's got to be the heat, because they're not crazy over in Ireland, man. They're having a great time over there.
Six.
It's like 50s, 60s, and cloudy. They're great. They're not fucking eating people's faces off and getting behind the wheel at 3 a.m.
Going to sleep.
Without alcohol in your system?
I gotta get in my car and take a nap. Driving out to a field?
I think all of Jupiter, Florida is a field. Moving on here in the hot mess, Bryce Harper. Did you guys see the fight?
I didn't see the pitch. I saw Harper kind of threw his bat down, and then he kind of ran out there and threw his helmet away.
He missed it. It slipped out of his hands.
Right. Oh, okay. So he threw the helmet, looked like away on purpose, and then... It looked like the pitcher cracked him a good one, though.
Got one in, and then Jeff Samardzija came out of nowhere and fucking body slammed his own guy by accident, and everyone's...
Yeah, it was almost like a huge, like, just dickhead sandwich, dude. There was one guy coming this way, one guy coming this way,
really,
and then boom, popped each other. But I thought the greatest thing about it was actually a fight worth watching. Every baseball fight that I see nowadays is like, everyone runs out from the bullpens, dugouts, and they sit there and they say something. And no,
there's a lot of John. Yeah.
Although that Batista fight last year was pretty good.
There have been some doozies in the last five years. Like, well, that was just that Odor and but that was Batista, just crazy.
Yeah,
that was crazy. There's been a couple too, like people coming off the mound. I mean, who was the White Sox? We had who was the Cubs catcher that punched the white Paul?
Oh yeah, Barrett.
Was that AJ Pierzynski?
Barrett put him in a headlock and then fucking started punching him.
He's coming by home plate and just fucking cracked him. And I was like, that's a good fight. I enjoyed that.
It seems to happen like once a year. Like the rest of the fights this year are going to be shit.
No,
it's just going to be all the John.
I saw Batista flip his bat this year. And then he went to home plate and the catcher started getting in his face. And he goes like this. My bad, dude. My bad. He's going, my bad. Like, he got cracked. He probably doesn't want to go through that ever again. He goes, my bad, dude. My bad. I didn't mean to flip it. I have my fault.
Oh, bitch.
Well, I thought the most interesting part is of the fight, other than the fact that punches were actually thrown, was the fact that Buster Posey just basically sat back there. They showed Madison Bumgarner in the dugout.
That was the weirdest part of the whole thing, is that Posey
didn't do anything.
Grab
nothing.
Harper or tackle him from behind, or
because he was probably like, fuck this guy too.
Right, because he knows that he's getting one in the back.
Right.
Who are you going to throw at?
That's my question, is like, this guy did this without being told to do it? And then...
Right, so it all stems from 2004 when Bryce Harper hit two home runs off the dude in the postseason.
It stems from
2014, I'm sorry.
I don't care. That's too long ago.
It stems from
2014?
Yeah.
If it stemmed from yesterday, that's too long ago. You got to take care of that shit in-game.
It might be 2000. I think it's 2014.
If it's
that long ago,
wasn't within the same series,
right?
You have to, or I guess within the same season, I'll take if it's like, you know, you don't see him for a while, and the pitcher's back, and it's five games, whatever it is, you know, that's fine. But like, you have to do that right away.
Yeah,
it has to be done fucking immediately.
If this guy's been waiting since 2014 to do this, how much has he dropped on therapy?
Well, dude,
over the last couple
of
years,
how good
just
of a
pitcher
is he if he's focused on that so hard? And who are the two teams that, like, was that Cleveland and somebody else that they had a beef in the playoffs 2 years ago, and then the next season, the game one, somebody beamed somebody else right out of the gate.
Cleveland Blue Jays?
And everyone was
I think that was Texas and Toronto.
Yeah.
And it led to...
And everyone was like, guys, you can't, this
right.
cannot carry over through the months that you haven't,
right.
you know, and they had just played in the playoffs,
right.
basically, technically, because baseball is like 12 months long anyway.
Seriously.
But, yeah, I mean, that was too much. It's too much. You can't... The idea of being a professional athlete is your memory has to be short. You
mm-hmm.
can't be. You can't think about every strikeout and
right.
every fucking
missed
opportunity. You have to just... Everything is brand new. Every bat is new. Every fucking catch, every throw is like...
For sure.
Right. Plus, wouldn't it be better if you were the pitcher, like, or even, you know, we're all, some of you guys are better than me, but we're all comics, right? And pretty much like
barely.
one of the greatest things is after you, like, you thought you were going to go out and do a great set and then it didn't go as well. But then the next time
it's
you come out
time.
And do it again and you fucking kill it, you're like, there it is.
Well,
boom.
It's, again, well, you're talking about short memory?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, fuck it. It just didn't work out that night. So you go.
That's a fair, yeah. And then there's also... The nights you're like, oh yeah, and I'm sure there are days like a Bryce Harper or an Anthony Rizzo shows up at the ballpark feeling cocky as shit, ready to go. I'm gonna knock a few homers, and then they get up there and they go 0-for-4.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're like, ooh, what happened? And they make a terrible play. They're like, oh Jesus. But the next game, they show up at the ballpark. They're like, well, we got to do it. You know what I mean? It's like there's probably I don't know. I guess it's like all down to luck. With comedy, I feel like. I can react poorly to an audience, and audience can react poorly to me. Whereas baseball, like, they make errors. Like, yes, you can make an error as a comic. Like, I can flub a joke, or I can, you know, miss a setup or something. But, like, for the most part, I should be able to recover from that.
Right.
And not have to worry. Whereas, like, mentally, if you make one mistake during a baseball game...
You're fucked.
I mean, mm-hmm. I would, you know, you got to really... There's sports psychology there. There's mind over matter.
Golf,
there
even
is,
like a sport like golf, you
dude,
miss a 2-foot putt.
Swing to swing. Like
right.
you take your 7-iron and you hit it and you fuck it up. You got to go
right, well,
track that thing. You can't be going. Good. If I would have just fucking just turn. No.
Also, you've done it.
It's over here now.
When you tee off, you've got people lined up by you. You shank that ball, you're taking someone's eyeballs out.
That golf, the way the spectators in golf, that is insane to me that they stand that close to everything. Because the way me, my brother, my family, the way we play golf,
all those people
will be dead. It would be a massacre.
Seriously.
Well, I had heard, I didn't see it back in the day because when I was a kid, I thought golf was for fucking losers. Now I love it.
I
wasn't watching, but I heard that Tom Kite did that once. Remember Tom Kite?
Hit somebody in the head, right?
Yeah, they drilled him. Like, it wasn't like he hit him like 250 yards down.
He wailed him.
Yeah, like right off.
You're dead.
Well, dude, that's the whole thing. We got third base coaches now got to wear helmets. If you're standing... First of all, hockey players should be wearing full face masks.
Yes.
If you're standing near a person with a golf club, you should have a fucking helmet and a mask on. And then, even then, you're like, ooh, body shots. Ow. Like, you could even die from, like, too hard of a hit to the kidney or something.
Dude, even when I play darts, I stand behind you.
Well,
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not standing between the dartboards. Like,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, it's even if someone takes a shot with, like, their pitching wedge from...
You don't want to.
120 out, it's still going to hurt.
You don't want me tossing a golf ball loosely at you with your head turned without catching it. You know what I mean? Like, golf balls fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Tonight on Science.
Sports Science.
Golf balls hurt.
We'll be hitting John in the head.
You guys are right. I don't feel good. I think I'm bleeding from my eyes. Good night, everybody.
Internal bleeding. That's all we have for tonight.
Oh, you guys might be onto something there. That could be your big break.
I think Jack has covered that kind of behavior. I'm good.
Seriously. Getting cue balls dropped from the top of the building to your nuts.
Yeah, I'm getting shit whacked into my skull.
All set. Thanks.
Yeah, but
so
here's
much.
The thing. Then you get a midget.
No,
they cover it. Yeah.
I don't know if they need one.
A midge?
I'm glad you brought up hockey because we're going to move on in a hot mess here. Nashville. Basically, like, are you rooting for Nashville?
I am. I am rooting for Nashville.
Just because you hate Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Well, Nashville basically made the Blackhawks look like they had just woken up and decided to maybe start partaking in a hockey season game one of the playoffs. And then they kind of went through the teams I wanted the Blackhawks to beat. And then I'm not a Penguins fan.
Not at all.
What I mean? So I don't think they need another Stanley Cup. And what I've said in the past about Nashville – and even Florida now is that two places that when originally they got teams, I was like, that's not necessary. Why the fuck would Nashville need a put one in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Right.
Give one to Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Why don't they have a fucking hockey team?
The Admirals. They got the Admirals.
Admirals. It's the West Coast Hockey League now.
They also said, they said it during that Stanley Cup first game. They were talking about the Admirals. They were talking about a guy who had come up through the Admirals. He goes, every good player I've ever seen has played at the Admirals at least like for a certain amount of time. So like the way that's a good way to get to the NHL.
Whose minor league team is the Admirals?
Milwaukee.
No, but like they're affiliate.
Oh, they're affiliate. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works.
I think just like minor league baseball, it always changes.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things too. That's why so many players come through because when the name changes over, the affiliation changes over, the team changes out.
Hey, it's a great way to spend $8 a ticket to an Admirals game, dude. There are always fights.
I would go. I would have season tickets to that shit, dude. I wish there was minor league hockey in LA. I wish there was minor league hockey in LA. You ever seen the movie Goon?
No.
Oh, dude, see that movie. That is. One of the best sports.
I just saw Slapshot for the first time last year. Baby steps here.
I love that.
Give me Slapshot.
He's great.
So. Dude, Goon is the second best hockey movie ever made.
So is this Rob Lowe.
Sean William Scott.
Youngblood, baby.
Youngblood. The best movie. When he fucking bangs that.
Youngblood. I saw Youngblood when I was in sixth grade, and me and my next door neighbor would go to his mom's house
and crank one out,
and we would just beat off on each other.
Yeah.
And we would take hockey sticks because I didn't play ice
rub
hockey.
Rub them on your genitals.
And we would cram them in each other's dick holes, just the tip.
Well, no, let me we see where the that is on Urban Dictionary. There's got to be a move there.
The dick hole cram.
The whole hockey stick.
Well,
that was the first time I said to myself, "No Swayze, I know Wayze."
Yeah, and that's the last time you said it.
I said it in the text.
Oh, okay. Bloodsport was the best movie I think Bloodsport.
Youngblood.
Youngblood.
Yeah. That's in that movie. Swayze goes, thank God. He goes to hockey. Thank God there's still a sport left for middle aged white guys. That's what he says. Middle aged? Ha!
Yeah.
Fucking Yami Yager is the only middle aged guy playing hockey.
Middle aged? He's old.
All like, Dude, he's considered a grandpa.
He's almost 50.
Well, okay, that's middle if you're going to live to 100.
I guess.
We did a segment one time.
I probably won't live to the 80. I'm probably over halfway. You know,
we did a segment with about Yamir Yager, about like when he scored his first goal, like what the number one song was at the time. And yeah,
helmets.
Exactly. I don't even think they were allowing African American players in the league at that point.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's interesting.
It has to be.
Who was the first? Yamir Yager didn't play in the hockey's been. That's what people I don't think understand. Hockey's been around since the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long fucking time.
I'm in Ireland.
Actually, no.
I'm still 18, in Ireland. 18, and I'm
1800s.
They just had their 100 year anniversary.
Look this up though. Hockey's been around 18. They had their what? 100 year anniversary.
Yep.
When was the NHL formed?
1837.
1917.
What? Really? Oh, you know
when everyone was away fighting a war in Canada, yeah. They were like, "Well, what are we gonna do?"
They played during gangs in New York. All right.
Yeah. But okay, so hockey's been around for a long time,
right? And Yamir Yager's been,
and he was in the league in 1970, so 1922 he joined the league.
So this is the 100 year anniversary, or actually when they start next year, when they start the next season, that'll be the 100 year anniversary. So he's played for 20% of the league's existence.
Dude, that guy,
22%. What's he been around? 22 years?
I've started. Yeah, this is his 23rd season or something like that. Which even in fucking baseball is crazy.
He must have an awful home life to want to keep playing hockey.
That's the thing. He's a single dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's the other. You heard that story, right?
What?
A couple seasons ago, see some 18, 19 year old, 22 year old girl
got in trouble.
No, he takes her home. They meet at a bar. Takes her home. They fuck. The next day, he's sleeping. She takes a picture of her with him. She's like, "Oh, Yamir Yager." And then she tells him, she goes, "If you don't give me money, I'm going to put this online." And he goes,
Put it online.
I'm a 40-year-old dude. You're 20 years old. What am I going to get in the locker room? High fives? What are you?
Yeah.
I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend.
Actually, let me help you out. Here,
exactly.
Send together.
Tag me in that fucking thing. Like, he was so fun. And that was like, the whole story was like, he just laughed and said, "Do whatever you want."
Jesus.
And she was like, "I want to get money." And he was like, "I'm giving you fucking money. Get out of here. You got some Yamir dick and a fucking
Or
photo."
She probably said, "I'll say that you rape me." Because that's even scarier.
That's just terrifying. That, to me, like, I think, like, I would be a dude that just stayed in the hotel room. You know, on the road. I'd be like, "I'm going back to my hotel room. I'm going back to my hotel room." Like, I would.
Even doing comedy shows.
That's the thing. You have all of the off season to go and do whatever you want to do. Well, I'm sorry, what did you say, Tom?
Well, even doing like comedy shows. There are guys like me with the luck that I have, and there are guys like Johnny Cardinale. Johnny Cardinale can run around and like have threesomes on the Boston College campus if he wants to.
Isn't he married?
No, this is way back. I'm coming up with, like, I don't even know if he played at Boston
Johnny
College.
Johnny Cardinale crushing threesomes. I don't know about that.
Crushing puss. But if I tried it.
Dom Davidoff, maybe, but not
John
Cardinale.
Dom Davidoff. If I tried it, I know I would pick the one girl that would all of a sudden the next day say, "Hey, that comedian who was on campus, yeah, he sexually molested me."
Yeah, you better take me to LA and let me live with you, or
right.
I'm going to tell everyone you raped me.
Here's the problem. When I did college campuses, I never went to any college that was cool. I always went to, like, Kettering University. Where it was, like, an all-boys
Christian
school where I'm talking
Thursday
about crushing
nights.
Puss, and they're talking about fucking banging each other in the ass. I'm like, this fucking shit sucks.
Yeah, I've only done a few San Diego college gigs, and I ended up realizing immediately that I was out of college.
Right.
Like, afterwards, they're like, "Dude, you want to..." Because I talked a lot about cocaine and weed and, like, drinking and shit like that.
Like, the old school East Coast colleges are like, "Yeah, fuck yeah!" But then you go to Wisconsin, and they're like...
Well, I only did... I didn't do, like, a lot of colleges, so, like, people would ask me to do stuff in San Diego. So I go down there, I perform for some college kids, I perform some frat house, and then I was like, "There, you want to get high?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay." And then, like, 2 seconds into getting high with these kids, I'm like, "I got to get out of here."
Oh, sure.
They were like, "Dude, like, the things that came out, like, the things..." And then I just... But you can't get mad at that shit. It's like...
Well, no,
that's what you're... You go to college to be those people. You go to college to figure out who you are. You make a fucking asshole of yourself. You get drunk. You say inappropriate shit. You get slapped in the face by chicks. You get kicked out of classes.
Right.
You get fucking, you know what I mean?
You get mono.
You get mono. You
learn how to live with it, yep.
Or general warts.
I prefer mono.
I'm just
but,
joking.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just joking.
I did get crabs.
Oh. It happens. Get a comb, get a scissors.
That's shampoo. That's special shampoo.
Did you get a shot in my ass?
Oh, yeah.
Clapper.
Yeah, you get clap?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Clap.
One minute you're taking a piss, next minute you're on your knees screaming.
Ooh, Gravy Matthews.
Gravy Matthews.
Well, when you're in college, did you ever take a catfish, throw it on the ice, and then get arrested and face criminal charges for it?
Like, that's retarded.
I don't understand.
What is that?
What? In Michigan, don't they whip octopuses out of the fucking
ice? Did you hear
this? Is octopus, is that the plural?
Octopi?
Octopoo.
Octopussy?
Octopussy. Here's the thing. They
octopoo.
Fucking shit. Fucking popped it up. Cocksucker. Send him back to the miners, please. Yeah.
The coal miners.
There are three plural forms of octopus. Octopuses, octopi, and octopotes.
Oh, see, I wasn't well off.
Octopotes? How many octopotes are you going to bring to the fucking
very
Detroit Red Wings game?
All right, here's the thing. You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
They check people for catfish because I guess the National's been doing this
for
a while. I'm not kidding you. They check your fucking body for it.
Oh.
So what they do now is they put them in trash bags and they tape them to their chest.
The guy brought him in his compression shorts.
Right.
So he got into this game. But then they said they were talking to, like, the guys who run the fish markets and shit in the area, and they were like, we've been checking IVs. We've been checking, like, so this guy brought it from Nashville. He couldn't, you couldn't even buy a fish, couldn't buy a catfish
and get
in
it.
Pittsburgh, because they wouldn't sell it to you if you didn't have a Pittsburgh ID. So, and Pittsburgh, I can't imagine there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh going, I want to give him a fucking catfish. Give him some catfish. Like,
with their Pittsburgh accents.
Yeah, you can't even.
Get him doing, get some water.
Weirder.
Jacob Waddell paid $350 for a pair of upper level tickets to the game, then bought an entirely too big catfish at a Tennessee market.
He got 300. He got two tickets for $350.
$350.
Dude, that made $77 a piece for standing room only at a regular season Blackhawks game, and Nashville beat him.
The regular season. This is like the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, $350. That's crazy to me.
He sprayed it down with Old Spice cologne and threw it in a cooler for the trip to Pittsburgh.
That's how I steal weed. That's how I used to bring weed on the plane when I flew my parents. Put some Chaps Brute on it or whatever. Put it in this plastic bag.
On Monday night before game one, he filleted the fish at a relative's house, cut out half of its spine, then ran it over with his truck in an attempt to better conceal it.
Wow. That guy's got a lot of time in his hands.
Well, he's dedicated.
He's stashed.
A mess.
This guy loves Barstool Sports and Kelly's College. If you don't know what that is, you're a fucking idiot.
He stashed the fish over his underwear, then under a pair of compression shorts and baggy shorts.
So he didn't go skin on fish.
Thankfully.
What if you're trying to eat some puss later that night? She's like, your
well,
fucking
dude,
dick smells like fish.
I think if this is your plan,
I don't know.
You're pretty dedicated to
the hunt. John, I am always on the hunt for puss.
I get it. That would be your complaint. It's like, dude, don't put the catfish down my shorts. In case I'm getting a Hummer later, I want it to smell
like catfish.
I'd do it and then see if the girl you met actually continued to do it. And then if she did, you'd be like, this is a keeper.
Then she'd be like, remember that comic we saw, Gravy Matthews? His dick smells like fucking
salmon. I don't
know
where it's Gravy Matthews from, but it's funny. You can say it one more time. And that's
Waddle said, I thought, man, wouldn't it be awesome to get to go to that game? And then, like an ignorant redneck, I thought, wouldn't it be awesome to throw a catfish on the ice at this game?
Tom Waddle?
Oh, Tom Waddle was...
That's what Tom Waddle's
at. What is he now, trying to show remorse?
No, he said he hired a lawyer, but he said that everyone thinks that they're just going to drop the charges.
They are. As soon as Pittsburgh sweeps Nashville...
Or wins...
I'm really hoping that, because that game was good.
It was good.
That was a good Stanley Cup for a guy with no dog in the fight. That was a fun Stanley Cup game.
I think it's hilarious that the NBA hasn't even started yet. There's already two fucking hockey games that are going to be in the books before game one. Fuck you, NBA, piece of shit.
That's why we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk. Well, the only thing we're going to talk about is Shaq's foot.
Oh, is it flat like the earth?
No. Yeah.
Have you not seen
it? Pretty bad. Looks like he ran over, got ran over with the cat.
Why right, we've got John Huck and Brady Matthews. Brady Matthews, Gravy Matthews, already seen it.
Gravy Matthews
has already seen it. Has already seen it. John Huck is not. Here's John Huck seeing a picture of Shaq's bare foot, his bare right foot, for the first time ever. Here's your reaction. It's like we're doing a two girls, one cup thing.
Fuck. What happened to his foot? I like the headline. Shaq's right foot might be the grossest thing I have ever seen. What is wrong with his big toe?
He looks like he's been working 25 years in the diamond mines, man. That's
dude,
crazy.
What is the deal?
It's pretty awful. Stroke. If you haven't seen it yet, make sure you head on over to the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. So Shaq's right foot, disgusting.
What happened to it? Why is it like that?
It looks like he got ran over.
I know, but could someone tell me why it's like that, though?
I don't know. I don't know why it's like that.
He just took his shoe off one day and someone's like, holy fuck, I gotta get a picture of that. It's disgusting.
No, I think the crew at TNT knew.
He sits behind the desk at TNT. He has a fan on him because it gets so hot because he's a fucking giant. And he wears loafers and he puts another fan at the bottom to cool his feet off.
I wouldn't wear shoes. I wouldn't wear pants. If I had to sit in a sports
desk. No, he doesn't. But they're going to sit there forever. They're going to sit there like all day. I'm wearing shorts. And when I got to put a blazer on, I'll put a blazer on. But yes, I'm not wearing anything but a t-shirt and shorts.
And I think that the producers knew that, like, hey, man, we've got just a shitty playoff run here right now. Let's get something that'll get some buzz online a little bit.
And that's what they went with.
And that was it. Shaq, take
it. Of all the off-season NBA stuff they could possibly talk about.
Shaq's foot.
Disgusting, mutilated. It looks like he was born in, like, 1200 China when they would bind the foot of the purse of the women, you know, and put them in those... The tinier the foot, the more sexy they were.
Oh, yeah.
So their feet would just be like these little balls of nothing. That's what it looks like Shaq tried to do.
The foot looks like he took his pinky toe and with the nail and put it on his big toe.
But then smashed his big toe sideways and underneath his middle toe.
Have you seen it? What is the movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker? Where his his bunions are so big.
Oh, my bunions.
My bunions are so big. And they look down and they're fucking like throbbing.
I would say Shaq.
I watched that the other night. That movie's so fucking good.
Shaq's foot looks like he was wearing like a shoe that was 10 sizes too small.
Right.
Really, it was like 18 or 19.
It looks like they put two shoes together.
And his foot grew 3 sizes that day.
Why would you wear loafers if your feet are that disgusting?
Dude, I don't know.
What are you doing? No, I would find the most comfortable shoe on the planet. Wear that.
I'd wear no shoes or socks.
I would be the spokesman for Skechers. I don't care.
Oh, God, I can't wait till that actually happens. Ugh. Hi, I'm Gravy Matthews. I'm an artist, and I'd wear Skechers.
That's my new art name is Gravy Matthews.
Gravy Matthews.
Yeah, it's like Banksy. It's going to be Gravy Matthews.
But everyone knows who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another story. We were talking about celebrating by throwing a catfish onto the rink at an NHL playoff game. How about the Legends Football League? Now, at least once or twice a year at the Daily Upper Decker, we actually write an article, but it's usually because one of the coaches is just berating one of his girls. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just nonstop.
Like it's the NFL.
Right. Like, almost like...
But for real?
Yeah. It's... Like, they're in the locker room.
Dude, these bitches are hot. I got to start watching this.
Wait, so the Legends is lingerie football?
They changed it from Lingerie Football League to Legends Football League because they thought it was too sexist. But then they put them out there
on
the field.
Legends? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes.
That's a nice butt. Great butt. But, dude, you know, there's great butt all over the internet. I don't need to watch it throw a football around.
Well.
Yes, you do.
No, I do
I think I would see this. I would go watch this.
I would, too.
Especially after this kind of celebration. I've never seen this before. So she scores a touchdown.
She's running
around, and then she jumps up into the stands. And it's the only sport, or it's pretty much the only time in society outside of a strip club where a guy can come over and start spanking her on the ass and, like, not get arrested and hauled away and, like, charged with, third-degree sexual assault.
That'll change because then people will take things too
far. I start doing that at NFL games with guys.
I know you do. Yeah. Were they doing the Lambeau leap, dude? Were you getting upset?
Pretty much.
Then they were fingering her as she was in the Lambeau leap.
Mm-hmm. The Lambeau finger bang.
Jackhammering her. Oh, they know
Lambeau
how to celebrate.
Finger bang.
The old, so then after she's getting like her ass spanked by one of the dudes in the stands, there's this huge titty fan, this female fan, and she leans in and just motorboats her right there.
The fan leaned in. And Motorboat's the player.
No, the player. Oh, yeah, so the fan leans in. Here, should I play it?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
The listeners are going to love it.
Gravy.
Fucking. So, hoist Gracie.
Oh, yeah.
So is that not the greatest celebration you've ever seen?
I mean, look, if you've ever seen the movie Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks, that's a pretty good celebration.
You talking about where all the Asian guys bang that one chick?
That's the same movie.
That is the same movie.
That's the unrated version.
That was fine, except for Creepy McGrabbers. The whole thing was a little bit off-putting.
Hey, what did you say? You said he's the dude.
He's the dude who's like, fuck these alligators, and he jumps in and gets mauled by alligators right away. He's a backwoods fucking hayseed. But
he's the guy that works at Applebee's, and he's like 55 and still doing blow in his parents' basement.
But he still is like, dude, check out these porno tapes.
He's like, yeah.
Tapes. What?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Legends game. You fucking.
I got Legends season tickets.
I got Legend tickets. I was the first one online to get them.
I was the only one there to get them at the box office.
I could have sworn they were going to be sold out this year.
How big of a place do they play in?
There's five people that go to the game.
I bet you, I bet you it would be the equivalent of like the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Like the arena.
Really?
Probably.
I'm gonna watch Legends.
And it's definitely all indoors.
I went to a arena game once. That was the worst.
Arena football? It's terrible. I went to the San Jose Sabres game. Shoot me in the fucking dick.
Oh, when the LA
it
Avengers
the
were a
worst.
Thing. When they were a thing.
Isn't it over? It's no longer, right?
I think arena ball is
done. Well, now it's the LA Kiss.
Is that still a thing?
I think so.
Oh.
Where are they?
And I think, don't they play in the summer? Like, I bet you a season's starting up.
I'd rather watch
let's get those tickets.
Yeah, I'd rather watch roller derby.
Ooh, I like roller derby.
You would.
Creep. Roller derby's tough, dude.
I think that's how I'll start paying comics at Prince of Wales and LA Kiss tickets. Like, hey, thanks for making the trip down.
A soon-to-be defunct football league. Here you go.
Yeah, I'd rather watch XFL.
Yeah.
Actually, I went through a couple. Wasn't bad.
That was awful, dude. That was awful.
The documentary is not the 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
The country fucking took a shit on that, too.
Yeah.
Which one?
Donald Trump. Didn't he have something to do with the XFL?
Yeah. He was the USFL. Mm. And then he guaranteed, like, Steve Young all of this money, but then they settled out of court or something.
Interesting. Weird. Crazy. He went back on a deal.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound... From what I know, which is not a lot.
He's always about his word.
If you don't have... It's like he's like... you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Al Pacino in that classic film Scarface where he says, I got nothing in this life but my word and my balls and I don't break them for no man.
Right. And then they hang him from the fucking helicopter.
And then they're like, and F. Murray Abraham's going to get a lynching.
God damn it, dude.
They
fucking hit to save their lives.
Remember, it's game 51. 51 to 160.
I want to win all of them.
It's so weird, though. You're right. That's exactly... But I remember even last season when they had that nine-game slide into the
They lost nine games in a row?
They lost like eight or nine games in a row. They lost five or seven... They lost five to seven games in a row, and then they won on the 4th of July, and then they lost a bunch after that, and then my brother had his kid, and they won nine in a row. And then they would like, bam, bam, bam. And
is your brother expecting to have another kid soon? Or?
No, I'm telling him he better. I go, can you stuff that kid back in and have
him back out.
Reborn again soon?
I
don't know about the human body or how it works, but I think this is a possibility. It
can't happen.
It can't.
No, it can't.
Well, Joe Madden said that.
Can happen then.
I think there was some dude in the media who asked Joe Madden. He was like, Cubs fans are about to go crazy. And he was like, go crazy.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. If that's going to help you out, then fucking go crazy. It's unreal. It's game 51.
Fucking regular day Socrates.
Like, there are guys at home watching the Brewers right now who are, like, living game by game. Watching the Brewers in 2017, saying shit like, the only team I know that can go from the penthouse to the outhouse, the Milwaukee Brewers. That's not the case.
Well, but also you're right. Still very young in the season. There's no real – you don't sweat anything until – I mean, obviously, if you're going to do shit like lose, 27, 28 games in a row or whatever, you're fucked. But after the All-Star break, you regroup, you get it together.
Yeah.
The season, like, there's spring training, then there's the first – the later part of spring training, which turns out to be the first half of the season, and then there's All-Star break to the World Series. So
all right, guys, we're going to do one more story before we jump into a great game of Fact or Fudge. This one is kind of sports related, and it's a great story to jump into after the Lingerie Football League. Title of the article is Florida Strip Club Closes Due to Insane Amount of Fried Shrimp-Induced Diarrhea. Again, Florida.
Were the strippers having it?
Several strippers at a popular Jacksonville, Florida strip club were unable to control their bowels while performing their pole routine after contracting diarrhea from a tainted buffet at the venue. Yeah, witnesses at the club reported three dancers were performing on separate poles on stage when the first sign of trouble arose. According to one eyewitness who was close to the stage,
he's quoted as saying, "My eyes! It got in my eyes!"
Everyone's got
Snippers row, baby. Says he noticed a bad smell and thought the guy next to him farted. Noticed the smell. Started to get worse as other guys around him began to look around and see where the smell was coming
this
from.
This is like a movie scene. Hey, Vern, you're going to do the shrimp. I'm making the shrimp in the back. And then the stripper's like, we better have our shrimp before we go on. This is a movie scene. This is out of a movie.
It's gross.
He continues by saying that one of the dancers could no longer hold it. A stream of brown liquid was seen running down the stripper's legs. Then all of a sudden, the brown liquid gushed all over the stage, causing several customers to throw up while others ran toward the exit.
Who was it? Chunk from Goonies?
What is that?
And then when I was 40, I went to a strip club and I made a diarrhea sound.
That's like Stand By Me when they all eat the pie and they're all puking on each other.
And then Lyle was throwing up and he was throwing up.
Oh, man, that's disgusting. You know what, though?
That is repulsive.
I would just move my seat to the very far back and just wait it up. Like a rain delay.
What are you doing? I'm going to go take cover.
It's a stripper rain delay. That's what you call a good old-fashioned stripper rain delay.
I would immediately go and just pull up pictures of Shaq's foot on my phone, and I would look at those in the corner, take my mind off the diarrhea.
It looks like his foot took a shit.
Oh, God.
That's what it looks like.
That might be the craziest strip club story I've heard since this one dude told me a story about how he was in a strip club on Christmas Day. And there was a girl dancing. Yeah, Christmas Day.
That's not depressing at all.
Merry Christmas, Smith.
She's fucking dancing, and she's on the pole upside down, and she just slides down, like falls. Like, not even like a slide, just falls, lands on her head, and it's just kind of like convulsing on the stage. And everyone's just kind of sitting there like, holy shit. And two guys come in and like carry her off, and the next girl comes out and just fucking starts dancing.
I'll tell you what, I've had the only strip club thing I had is I was with my buddy. He was coming in from out of town. Sneezed on a stripper's ass, and then puked on her ass. He sneezed and puked. So I was like, dude, yes, me, that's a good time.
Was it mid-song, end of song?
I believe it was about end of song. It was girls, girls, girls.
It's a big deal.
It's the end of a gun's night. Yowza!
Anyway, sneezed and then right on her ass. But she kept going like a champ, because what are you going to do? Jordan got sick, he had a flu game, but he kept playing.
Yeah, but Jordan wasn't rubbing his flute face into other people's.
You don't know that.
I think this is why Albert Pujols brings his wife on the road with him whenever he goes, and she cooks meals for him. He won't eat anywhere else. It's probably so he doesn't fucking have the runs down at first base.
Well, when you take steroids your whole life, you want to be consistent. maybe he's superstitious.
Is that true? He takes his wife with him
everywhere.
So they don't have kids.
No, they do.
No, I think they have kids.
They have a kid that has mental problems. He has Down syndrome.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
So is he young? I mean, she can't just keep him out of school.
No, I'm sure he's not young anymore. When I saw the thing, it was like 10 years ago.
Oh.
Pretty sure they have
that. I don't think they let kids that have Downs go to school out here in California.
Especially
anyway,
Down school. Yeah. He's on steroids now.
Okay.
Him and his dad share steroids.
Turns out it cured it.
Like I said, guys, I was in Ireland for a week and a half. It's a slow sports week, so I'm trying to touch on anything possible.
Just
to
play golf? Did you?
I did not play golf. I was waiting. No, I was waiting to.
Did you go see where? What's his face? Braveheart hung out.
Oh, we did. We were at that castle. We were at.
Did you yell freedom? I'm sure they love that shit.
How cool was that?
It was fun. That it was just a sign that said Braveheart was filmed here. We're like, oh, it's great. All right, next one.
Was the castle cool though? Was it like kind of eerie? What was it?
No, I mean, it's just like most of them. There are some that are kept up better than others, but otherwise it's like just they're eerie ruins.
That's cool.
I kept asking my wife, I'm like, do you think they would have fought as hard and put their lives on the line if they were like, fight 900 years from now, people will be walking through and saying, oh, and then going to like a restaurant or something.
Dude, but what you're saying is exactly, everyone put so much emphasis on today and what they're doing and how important this is. Dude, the only thing that is guaranteed is that all of this is going to decay and be gone.
Right.
Eventually. Sure. All of it.
Yeah, nothing.
Fucking all of it. And you can tell me, oh, no, concrete will break down. Everything is molecules. Everything is atoms. Everything is part. The fact that we've evolved this far is fucking crazy. The only thing left to do is run it all back into the ground and start over.
Right.
We're doing it.
And we are doing it. You know what I mean? But, like, honestly, it's that you people. It's so crazy because that to me, it's just like, yeah. I mean, this is great. But if you left this outside and didn't touch it again in 100 years, it would be nothing.
Right.
So what you're saying is, what they left was a really good stone.
They left great stone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you said, they fought. Like, this is our castle. This is our home. This means something.
Yeah. Right.
And now it's like, I have to take a leap. Can you be okay with a peanut butter
right.
on
that? Right.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a big deal. There's a hot dog cart over there, though, so we'll go get a hot dog.
Yeah. Like, 100 years from now, people are going to be like, this is a Dolphins jersey. Authentic.
Yeah, dude. Dan Mageno wore it.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura made a movie about it.
Well, I said, like, imagine if the only thing that, I had always wondered if, you know, everyone looks at hieroglyphics and they're like, oh, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, geez, dude, we're right back there, dude.
Yeah,
we're
right.
Drawing pictures on fucking smiley faces on cave walls in like 5 years.
Well, like when they see like the Latin kings like spray painted over some of these train cars, are people like 1,000 years from now going to say like, well, this is where the kings must have stayed?
The famous Latin kings, they were in fact not kingly at all.
Right.
Half of them weren't even Latin.
They didn't speak Latin.
The only way you can leave this gang is if you killed one another.
The insanity. Like, can you imagine people would behave like that? Meanwhile, their thing is like, they've gone all the way back to like bullfights or whatever. It's like, the whole thing is like, it's just going to be circular until eventually it just...
This is an Applebee's. This is where Lord Appleby.
This was the neighborhood bar and grill where people used to come.
They would come and hang out for 2 beers.
Right.
Because it's Applebee's.
Right. And they'd have happy hour at 4.
Yeah. When no one was happy.
And then they'd put up high school memorabilia.
Wait, because high school was important?
Right.
Yes, it was the
Very.
Most important. Al Bundy scored 4 touchdowns
right.
the whole guy in one
right.
game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the sports that they have over in Ireland
is they kick the shins out of each other.
The shin kickers.
The shin kicker. Well, they have hurling.
Ooh.
And that log thing. You got to throw that log thing.
I didn't see that one.
It's a log whipping.
It's called log throw over your head thing.
We didn't tour Central.
Ireland. Oh, yeah, that's
my fault.
So
I
should have known.
Do they have cricket there too?
Actually, Bangladesh was playing Ireland.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They have a pretty
the Bangladeshians.
It's like it's most of their country can't afford to eat, but those are some nice fucking uniforms.
Don't
on that
they catch the ball
team,
with their
man.
Hands too? They catch the fucking croquette ball with their hands.
I met dudes.
No thanks.
I met dudes over the weekend who play in a authentic 1800 league.
Come on.
Literally, the guy pulls. I go,
where do you meet this guy? At Applebee's?
I go, I was at an Applebee's hanging out watching the 500.
Jesus Christ.
Magic Johnson owned it. It was.
Dude, I go to this guy's house for the race, the Indy 500, and he is a. It turns out he's a huge Cubs fan. He's from Indiana. So we started talking. He's like, oh, yeah, do you play? And I go, I used to play softball. I played baseball when I was younger. I don't play anymore. He's like, why am I playing this authentic? And he's in a band, and all his band members are there. They're like, oh, yeah, we play in this league. And he pulls out this leather. Fucking glove, like it literally looks like a real thick Dickies gardening glove, you know. And then the ball is like they play with a dead ball, like it's not like a baseball that we would play with today. It's like
more
a
like
softer. It's just like softer, and it feels like it kind of expands inside a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Like it might not be flush against the edges, but
so if someone intentionally throws a 97-mile-an-hour pitch with this thing, it's like okay, I get
no,
it.
That's still gonna hurt like fuck, dude. And just. Throwing the ball into my hand while I wore that glove, I was like, who's catching anything with this thing? And the bat, he pulls the bat out, and the handle of the bat is like
Super thick.
It's like super thick. You're like holding a piece of, like a fucking, like I was going to say a piece of wood, but that's what I'm
like a rolling pin?
But like, yeah, almost like a rolling pin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was really funny. He's like, yes, we play it. If you're ever interested, I go, not
at all,
dude. If you played in like a fat guy league, like
right.
a hardball league for like 40-year-old plus, you know, turds, I'd be like, maybe I'll check it out. But 1800 baseball, I can't.
The only play, only
yeah, it sounds like too many
pool.
People aren't doing that for fun.
Pool. I like that. I'll play that.
I'll play pool. Like swim in the pool?
No, just regular pool.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Yeah. Wow. You see that?
Well, there is also horse racing over there.
Oh, yeah. They bet on the derby and stuff, too, right?
Yeah, that's the craziest thing, too. You walk into these small Irish towns, and they all have, like, one or two bookies in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I saw the movie Snatch, and I understood that there were what they call bookies, where you could just walk in and make bets. But it's like this beautiful town of Donegal in the northern part of Ireland. And here's a well-restored castle. Here's just old buildings. And then here's BoyleSports.com. The fucking, like, rugby league, or it might have been football league over there, is actually sponsored by Sky Bet. It's like it's because it's legal over there. It's legal. Everyone places bets. They'll walk in. They'll go to the butcher. They'll get their meat, and then they'll walk across the street and put 20 euros on fucking Arsenal.
You don't say.
To win. It's crazy. But you can also bet on ponies. So while I was gone, there was like the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then no one's going to win the Triple Crown this year because it's been upset city, basically. So I don't know if you saw, but the payouts at the Kentucky Derby, if you had a $2 Superfecta at the Kentucky Derby, it was worth $151,949.
Fucking shit.
If you had 5, 1, 11, 14 in that order.
Wow.
just a $2 exacta, 5, 1, or some people call it a quinella, $336.20.
Sounds like you're making it worse.
Quinella.
So Preakness, same thing. A $2 exacta was $98. $2 Superfecta was $16,325. Those are big numbers. It's not like when there was like American Pharoah and he was kicking ass, and those were like low payouts. So there's not going to be a Triple Crown winner.
Right. No. Yeah. That's fine. When's the Belmont this weekend?
Belmont is not this weekend, but next weekend. So I decided that was the moment that we've done this once before, but I think we did it with another race. We didn't do it with the Belmont. It leads to our Factor Fudge question of the week, which is this the name of a horse that won the Triple Crown, or that won the Belmont Stakes, or is it not?
Okay, well, so yes or no?
Yes or no. Fact or fudge, all right? I believe you are the reigning champion, Brady Matthews, so we will start with you. Lucky Pierre, is that the name of a Belmont Stakes winning horse or not?
No.
That is correct. Lucky Pierre, according to Urban Dictionary, is the middleman in a three-way butt fuck, also known as the French sandwich.
I'm going to give you a Lucky Pierre. You're going to be the middleman in a three-way butt fuck.
And then the sentence is always amazing. As the black balls were slapping off his quivering ass, Pierre thought to himself, "You're so lucky, Pierre." The middleman in a three-way butt fuck, also known as the French Sam. So congratulations. That was not a Belmont Stakes winning horse. It was
but
pretty much the...
you win a Lucky Pierre.
Lucky Pierre. You ever had a Lucky Pierre for him?
Not a long time.
Not in a while.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years.
College was crazy.
So John Hawk, you find yourself in a 1-0 hole early on here.
Hey, all right.
Wouldn't be the first time, right?
Lucky Charmed. Is that a Belmont Stakes winning horse? That is incorrect.
Wow! I didn't wait to be so confident. Actually, yeah, stupid question.
I
100% it is.
I have no idea.
Yeah. How the fuck would you know?
Lucky Charmed is when you turn your dildo into a U-shape.
Oh.
Oh.
One end in your pussy and one end in your ass. Like a Lucky Charmed
horse. I figured
horseshoe.
It wasn't coming out the other way and just looking out. I figured it was going back in there. Yeah.
I kind of want to see what a Lucky Charmed is. I'm going to Google it before you leave.
So Brady Matthews, congratulations, up 1-0. Still anybody's game here, fact or fudge. Is this the name of a horse that won the Belmont Stakes or not? Joe Daniels.
No.
Joe Daniels. That is actually incorrect. Joe Daniels is a past winner of the Belmont Stakes. Let me see if I can find it here.
Jack. Of course. Jack and Joe Daniels.
And Steve.
Joe Daniels, where are you, buddy? Joe Daniels.
Joe Daniels? Steve.
Steve Daniels.
DVD.
Well, take my word for it. Joe Daniels.
Yeah, I believe
it. Is the name of a guy, or a name of a horse, who won the Belmont Stakes. That's a big break. That's a big break here for
yeah,
John Huck.
Yeah, this is
this the name of a horse that won the Belmont Stakes or not? Stage Door Johnny.
No, it's not a horse that won the Belmont Stakes.
That is actually
that is my nickname.
That is actually
hang out at the Improv.
Stage Door Johnny.
That is incorrect. Stage Door
Johnny
won the Belmont Stakes. Stage Door Johnny won the Belmont Stakes. This is way back
Ron
in the
Miller
day, too, when he did
too.
It. Joe Daniels won it in 1872.
John Daniels.
And Stage Door Johnny, we'll come back to that one. But he definitely won the Belmont Stakes.
All
right. Moving on here, still 1-0. Brady Matthews, anybody's game here. In fact, or fudge. Luke McLuke.
Ooh,
that's one.
Definitely not.
Yeah, it's like that's the Bodie McBoatface of horse racing right there. That's
Luke McLuke.
That's definitely one.
I'm Luke McLuke.
Stage Door Johnny won in 1968.
Good year.
1968.
Because you love microphones. That's why you do comedy.
I can't. I'm like, yeah, that's why I do comedy. Yeah. I had a love of microphones at an early age, and I figured out the best job to have where you could hold one a lot
is comedy.
It's comedy. I don't have to share with other band members.
Good old Luke McLuke, 1914.
Luke
1914. Taft was in the
Fields
White House.
Was built.
Oh, was it?
Nope. 1905 it was built.
Well, 1914 is when the Cubs started playing there.
All right. So it's still 1-0. Brady Matthews, is this the name of a Belmont Stakes winning horse or not? Dream Dome.
Me?
Yes.
Dream Dome. It's your skull, bro. Dream Dome.
Yeah, somebody will guess. That's definitely a fucking name.
That is incorrect. Dream Dome is the event where a man wakes up from a deep sleep to find his cock in the mouth of his girlfriend and or other female.
Oh, you were almost right. Except you should have said cock.
Rob went to sleep hoping that later his girl, Callie, would throw him that Dream Dome. Friend, yo, you going
to
get that co-ed retreat? Me. Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm hoping that Katie will serve me that Dream Dome.
What dictionary are you looking
at? Urban Dictionary. Now? It's the only dictionary.
I've had that before, where I wake up and the girl's sucking on your dick.
Well,
guess what? I am
surprised you thought it was a winning horse.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like
I
was winning.
Well, I've also woken up and had horses sucking on my dick, so I didn't know any better.
That was a different time. I was going through something.
Hey, great news for you, John Huck. Only down 1-0. Joe Madden.
Joe Madden, not... Not.
I mean, that was a left-hand layup.
But incorrect. Joe Madden won the Belmont Stakes in 1909. Joe Madden. It's M-A-D-D-E-N, not M-A-D-D-O-N.
Oh,
Joe Madden.
So it's John Madden's brother.
Yeah. I hate
the horse.
Well, it's a good game because the horse names are weird, and they could be anything. But I like how you're making them, like, sex things.
Potentially sex moves.
I should just say, is it a horse name that won a race or is it a
an
sex
Urban Dictionary
move?
Sex
yeah,
move?
You're like, is it that or not? But everyone has been like, this means you fuck armpits and garbage cans.
I've done that.
Or both. You got to throw it the
banana
both.
Peel and get fruit flies during baseball practice.
This is a big one for you, Brady Matthews, because if you get this one right here,
close the books.
You pretty much win.
Close the books.
And you're high.
Yeah. Mud cricket.
Yes.
Mud cricket. That is incorrect.
That is a racial slur.
According to Urban Dictionary, mud cricket is a female who wears short shorts, cowgirl boots, and will blow anyone with a lifted vehicle. Often found rolling around in a mud hole or getting railed in the woods. Listens to country music and claims she's not a whore, but gets bounced around friend groups like a hacky sack.
Sounds great to me, though. I'd fuck her.
That's a mud cricket.
You see them all over stagecoach,
yeah,
man.
They're like
great.
Bottle rats, but they're mud crickets.
Mud
really
crickets,
different.
Yeah.
Really different.
Okay, yeah.
Mud crickets.
Here's Maggie. Everybody gets a hit.
Yeah, he will, because he's going to drive in more runs that are on base.
All right, so John Huck, here you go. If you get this, we go to a tiebreaker. If not, Brady Matthews is again just a
fucking champ.
Two times in a row, three times in a row. I'm not sure. I've been in Ireland. I'm all fucked up. Here we go. Vigorli.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Yes!
Vigorli is a slang name for the sexual pairing between actors Viggo Mortensen and Orlando Bloom.
What?
That's one.
Use of the term implies frequent
John,
sexy, Viggo usually with Viggo topping, sometimes called Vigorli.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen and Orlando Bloom. Well, congratulations, Brady Matthews. That was one hell of a game of Factor Fudge. Make sure you check out the Belmont Stakes next weekend. I believe it's June 10th, probably on NBC. That seems like the Rich Sports Fans Network.
NBC. Belmont?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
NBC.
I'm not sure.
And make sure you check us out every day at DailyUpperDecker.com. Also online on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.